Welcome to the 9 steps to a healthier lifestyle. We will be discussing step 1, toxins and detoxification. As a recap, going over the information of the videos and then answering any questions. My name is Nancy Guberti, and it's a pleasure to be with you tonight. So just to go over why toxins and detoxification is step number 1 to reaching a healthier lifestyle. Well, unfortunately, we do live in a toxic world. There are toxins all over. It's in our air, in our food, in our water, and in a great majority of the consumer products that we are using or coming in contact with. It can be in our home as well as our workplace or our school environment. So since we can't live in a bubble, the best thing is awareness of where the toxins are and where we can find healthier substitutes or alternatives to lessen our toxic overload. Why is a toxic overload so important to lessen is that toxins do put stress on all of our detoxification organs, our liver, our kidneys, our skin, which happens to be the largest for absorption as well as detoxification. And it puts stress on our immune system. The recent research for cancer shows that the toxins play a major part in getting our immune system suppressed and overloaded. And if our immune system is suppressed and overloaded, we leave ourselves vulnerable to get degenerative diseases. So we always want to be cognizant of the toxins in our life and to remove them wherever possible. So in step 1, it was really identifying where the toxins are coming from. Besides the foods, the processed foods, the antibiotics, the over-the-counter medicines, if one has food intolerances or genetic degenerative disorders, that leaves one more vulnerable than someone who doesn't. And then there is this whole thing of where do we look to get the information, because lots of times medical academia and definitely the food corporations are not giving us this information. But in addition to that, being overstressed, overworked, overstimulated, not getting enough sleep, having adrenal fatigue or burnout, and dealing with stress or toxic and unhealthy relationships can overload our bodies as well. So we consider that to be toxic, and we really need to look at all areas of our life. So when we think about healthy lifestyle, it is in all areas. And then thinking how we could help our liver, lymphatic system, our pancreas, digestion, adrenal and kidneys as well. And then looking to see, well, what type of illnesses do I deal with? Do I have respiratory conditions? Do I have skin issues? Do I have GI issues or immune system issues? Because that's the body telling us there's something going on. So that's why toxins are so important, and really trying to bring awareness to all the different areas where the toxins could come in from. And then how can we detoxify? We hear about detoxification processes, but some of them are very invasive. So we want to do the natural, non-invasive ones. The first one is to remove the toxins that are around us. The second thing is to make our stomach lining, our gut, very healthy, because that's where our immune system is and our adrenal system. So if we keep those two systems healthy, we have a fighting chance to get rid of the toxins. And then increasing the nutrients, either in food or supplements, that will continue to help us detoxify. So that's a whole other section that was discussed in step one about natural chelators or natural detoxificators. So vitamin C is definitely one of them, but you know, you have to be specific with what brand, because there are most of them, and the majority, over 95%, are made from corn, and that can be genetically modified, and that's toxic. There's other things like selenium, that alpha-lipoic acid, that will help detoxify. As far as foods, garlic, cilantro, poppy seeds, these are great detoxifiers, so we could incorporate those into our food as well, and really eating as pure as possible, drinking lemon water, apple cider vinegar, green juicing, and then if we want to detoxify the entire body, we could take baths and Epsom salt, because that puts magnesium into the body and sulfur, and it really pulls out toxins. I always recommend it to anyone swimming in a chlorinated pool to then take an Epsom salt bath, and it doesn't have to be the fancy Epsom salt. It could be one bought from a drugstore, pharmaceutical store, CVS or Duane Reade, and just get the plain Epsom salt and put a cup into the bath, and it's very relaxing to the muscles as well. And then drinking distilled water. This is something that if you want to detoxify, you could do this once a week or once a month. You don't want to do it every day, because eventually when it pulls out the toxins, it can pull out minerals from our body. I don't know if we could ever get to that level where we have no toxins whatsoever in our body that would actually pull out the minerals. But this is something perhaps to do on a monthly basis. And, you know, you could actually, when you drink distilled water, it tastes much different than regular bottled water, and it will go throughout your body and pull out the toxins. So these are ways that you can detoxify. And then in the guidelines, there's some guidelines that help limit your exposure. And I would say most importantly, what you're using for cookware, anything that has aluminum or the Teflon, you know, that is has carcinogenic elements in it. So you really want to look at what you're cooking with, and also what you're putting on your body. So like there's a biodentist in New York City who doesn't even believe in wearing any jewelry because he feels that we could be very sensitive to metals. So you want to, you know your body best. If you could wear certain jewelries, great. If you wear certain jewelries and your skin turns colors or you get a rash, then you can actually be allergic to the nickel in the jewelry. So it's really also being aware of what's going on with your body. And then obviously smoking or secondhand smoke, there's a lot of toxins there. Dental fillings could be problematic if they have the mercury silver fillings. And then if you want to get them removed, you really should go to a specialist. And then household cleaning products, which leads me into the questions that we have. Household cleaning products are toxic unless you get ones made from the green companies such as Method, Myers. There was a question asked about Dr. Bronner's products. So there is the peppermint liquid soap. You know, I actually like that soap. So if you don't have a problem to peppermint and your skin isn't sensitive to it, that those products are good. And then it was also asked about Lysol. Well, Lysol is really toxic. And unfortunately, lots of people use it in schools, environments, hospitals, as well as in the workplace. So I would use a different alternative, and what I will do is post my suggestions onto the Facebook page so everyone has access to that. So why is Lysol so toxic? It is very high in something called salicylates, and lots of people who are chemically sensitive have problems with that, and it's also an aerosol. So I would recommend not using that whenever possible. I mean, I would try to avoid it 100%. Another question was about water quality. Now, this is a big question. I get this a lot, where individuals are using the Brita for their household. They're using the Brita filter system. The thing with Brita, it does not remove fluoride. That's one. It doesn't remove nitrates. And it does not remove bacteria or viruses. So, yes, it's going to remove some toxins, but it's not removing everything. I personally would get a water test kit, and you could pick one up even on Amazon. I know that Vitamin Shop carries them, depending on, you know, what store. You could call ahead, or you could buy it online. And you could actually test your water after you've filtered it through the Brita or what other system you have to determine what is in there. Because even bottled water, certain brands, are really just tap water, and then they'll add magnesium into it. So water is a problem. And then if it's in the plastic container, you don't want it to get hot because it could leach out toxins even further. There is a company in the Midwest that offers gallons in glass, but that is very heavy. It's very expensive, and then you have to recycle these glass bottles as well. A home system would be great if you could put one on. Sometimes you can't. So, you know, I would go with getting the test kit before anyone makes a huge investment on something else, just to see what's in your water. So if you're using the tap water and then using a filter, why don't you check? You could even check the tap water plain, right, to see what comes out of that before the filter, and then check the water after it's been filtered to see if there's even a difference. And I would be really interested in knowing what the test results were, and then we could even go from there. So, again, I will put this information on the Facebook page, so at least we have these questions answered. And then if anybody on the line has any questions now, I would love to answer those as well. So if you have a question, please do ask.
No, thanks.
No questions. Okay. So then I will go further into for detoxification. Okay. So detoxification, if anyone is going to try any of these recommendations, even for food, I would say you want to do one thing at a time, right? So I'm a big believer in going slow, because the body is resilient. If you just change one's food intake, or you change your cleaning products, it's already starting the detoxification process. So that would be my first step. My second step would be, if you wanted to add any of these supplements, add one at a time. Obviously, you know, I always put the disclaimer, always check with your medical practitioner if you're taking any medicines. You know, you always want to make sure that there is no type of interference whatsoever. And so that's pretty important. If you decide to take vitamin C and then you decide to take chlorella, you never want to take the two of them together. And I had mentioned that in the video. So you never want to take those two together the same way you would never want to take an antibiotic and a probiotic at the same time. The two do cancel each other out. So there, when you're taking supplements, there is a method to the madness of when to take certain supplements, and we'll go over that in the supplement step. But it's just, you know, whenever you do anything new, do one thing at a time, even for a week, and then just see what your reaction, if any, are. As far as the food, changing the food, you know, there is another document that's on the site that talks about toxin reference guide. And you, if you looked at that document, you may be surprised to see so many food products that actually contain aluminum in them. And that's from the baking powder. So if you ever go to a health food store and you look at their baking powder, they would actually say aluminum free. So your Arm & Hammer, if they don't say aluminum free, that means it has it in it. So any processed food that then needs baking powder is going to have aluminum in it. Now, why is this a problem? Well, over time, it can accumulate in your tissue. And, you know, there's nothing good about having aluminum in our body, right? So we could be getting that from food. But we could also be getting it from antiperspirants. We could get it from certain cosmetics, shampoos, conditioners, soaps, suntan lotions, and even lip balm. So I would err on the side of going with a healthier version of all of those. If anyone has a Whole Foods near them, they do have a cosmetic and personal care product section, and I would look at those products over the ones that are in the regular drugstore, because usually the ones in the regular conventional stores can have aluminum in it. And if you're not sure, there's always an 800 number or a URL, a website, that you can inquire by just calling and asking about their product. And they have to give you that information. So this is where we want to be really aware of what we're putting on our body as well as what we're putting in our body, so we can reduce the aluminum or heavy metal overload. So other toxins are arsenic, which is pretty prevalent these days. And arsenic, you know, years ago it was just like, oh, well, the treated wood has arsenic in it, you know, because they're using that for pest control. The problem with arsenic is it's actually in several foods. So conventional chicken is actually fed food that's sprayed with arsenic, so the arsenic keeps the food from going rancid. But then the chickens eat it, and then it's in their tissue, and we can't burn it out when we cook. So there's a lot of consumer awareness now, and when consumers find out that these products having unhealthy materials and ingredients in them, they won't buy the products anymore. Therefore, the companies will lose a profit, and you'll see how they're making changes. So they're Purdue and Tyson, you know, big food companies for chickens now say, well, we'll remove that, or we're going to remove it in, you know, 2019 or whatever. So they see that it's a threat. Now, not threat to our health, but it's a threat to their profit. So this is why I want everyone to be empowered with the knowledge. So when you make the choices and you spend your hard-earned money, you're spending it on something that's really good for you, and there's not this deception going on from these companies. And that's going to also be covered in one of the later steps of the program. So when you want to buy any of the meats, you want to look for antibiotic-free or and free-range, and then those won't contain the arsenic, which is, you know, it's pretty important. That's a hard metal to get rid of. And then mercury is also a very heavy metal that's very hard to remove from the body, and that could come from the fish, and that could come from a lot of custom jewelry, but it's in food sources as well, and that will be covered in the step that talks about the food. So again, when we think about what are we nourishing our body, it's not just for nutrients, it's for toxic free. When we think if we're taking any over-the-counter medications, and it says something like artificial coloring or dyes, that may have heavy metals in it. When we look at what we're cleaning our house with, we want to go to a regular supermarket. Carries will carry the healthier products, and I would highly recommend going with them. And also, you could even make your own. In one of the steps, there's a whole recipe of different things to use in the house as well. So there are ways to get around this, and you know, then you don't have to worry about breathing it in. It's not toxic. The water is the trickiest because tap water definitely lots of things get added to tap water, but it can have toxins in it, and then what are you using to filter it out may not be the best thing. So again, if one is drinking well water, tap water, filtered water, if they have a home system, I would highly recommend getting the water tested just so you see what's going on. Now remember, if you're purifying and filtering your drinking water, but you're not doing that with your shower or your bath water, you can be potentially absorbing in toxins. And there's shower filters now at Home Depot, which are very inexpensive these days. So, you know, while there's more of a demand for it, there's more companies offering this type of thing. So that's really helpful to the consumer. So your local hardware store might have this, but the shower filter is something that I would recommend if one is taking showers, and then there's a bath filter. If you're taking a shower and after you put on this filter, you won't smell the chlorine anymore. It really, there's a big difference. So I would look into that, and I will add that information as well to the Facebook page. The only thing with any of these filters is you do have to change the filter. Otherwise, after a while, it's not really going to be as effective going forward. But shower filters, bath filters are really important as well, because our skin is our largest organ for absorption and detoxification. So again, we want to reduce the toxins wherever we can going forward. So let's see, the environment, we talked about the home. Another thing for the home as far as toxins, if you think about your mattress, if you think about your couch, your sofa, your carpeting, all of that could have formaldehyde in it, and it's carcinogenic. So if you're in, you know, going to be buying any of those new in the near future, I would really take your time to research what it is you're going to be purchasing before you purchase it. So if you already have it, I'm not saying get rid of, you know, your belongings and your furniture and your mattress, but going forward, I would say, okay, find out, you know, what store you're going to purchase from and ask them, do you have a certificate that shows a green labeling? You know, do you have formaldehyde glue? If you're getting something that has foam in it, what is the foam made from? And, you know, the salesperson probably won't know. So you're going to have to get to a manager, and then you want to get the website. I mean, again, it's all about awareness. It takes a little time. It takes a little research. We cannot just assume that these companies, these manufacturers, are really, really thinking about our health. They're usually thinking of the bottom line. So many of the furniture companies are made in, some of them are made in China. And yeah, I don't know if anyone saw the 60 Minutes where they showed the lumber liquidators. They had said that the wood did not contain formaldehyde, but it had formaldehyde so high, it was so toxic. And meanwhile, the company thought that they were doing the proper testing, and they weren't, because it was done outside of the U.S. Now, it doesn't mean that what happens in the U.S. is always going to be on target as well, but it's better to do this research beforehand. You want to know, where is this product coming from? Where are the materials coming from? So, and you really want to ask a lot of questions, and you deserve to get answers. And you also deserve to put the research into this for yourself, because your health is worth it, because you're worth it, right? So you want to know, where's the material coming from? Where are they making it? You know, I'll take baby clothes, for instance. I was in Lord & Taylor's looking for some baby clothing for a client of mine who just had a baby girl. And there was, years ago, they had organic baby clothing. And now they don't. So there was one company that said it does not contain lead and formaldehyde. So I'm like, wow, this company is standing out because it's saying it doesn't contain that. But then it was made in China. So I was like, oh, you know, I mean, how do we know? Especially after watching the 60 Minutes. I was like, well, what type of regulations are they doing? But they did say it didn't contain these two things. Okay. Needless to say, I did not buy it. I went online and bought organic instead. But that means all the other clothing contains the lead and the formaldehyde, but we don't even know as a consumer what's in the clothing. And that is, you know, that's why our toxic exposure is so high. And that's why by 2020, they say one in two will have cancer, because it's all over us. So this is where taking the time and doing the research is really worth it, so we could all live a healthier lifestyle. So that's my call for toxins and detoxifications. If anyone has not sent in their completed step one assignment, you know, you definitely send it in if you want me to review it. So for the ones who have completed it and sent it in, that's great. I've sent back the feedback. If you want me to review anything, just send it over. And if you have any questions after you watch the videos, then please do post them on Facebook so I can get them answered for you. And if you're not on Facebook, several people don't do Facebook, then just email them to me at the nancy@nancygoberti.com email address. So I applaud each one of you that you are taking the time to invest in your health, to be empowered with the information so you could lead a healthier lifestyle. And next Monday, you will be receiving step two. And you'll also will be receiving the Clean Comfort Cookbook as well. So I wish all of you a happy, healthy evening and a very happy, healthy week. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.